Good morning, everyone. This is a good day to be together again. It's Friday. It's hot. It's summertime. But God is still good, isn't he? Good all the time. Well, we're going to wrap up the week and get into our weekend. Many of us, I'm sure, have a scheduled weekend. Weekends used to be a little more relaxed, but seems like in this season we're in, we plan a lot of things. Well, I want to drop a couple of thoughts on your spirit today and just encourage you and encourage me as I listen to the Word of God. We've been through an interesting and challenging week in politics, in our spiritual challenges, and in many cases, our homes that we are involved with our personal relationships and challenges. But this, the word that comes out of Philippians, where Paul is admonishing us to stay steady, and I just wanted to emphasize that word today about staying steady in the fight or in the in the challenges we have, contests, warfare, different words we use. Now, we know that we have won the battle. Someone said the battle's won, but this is just the mop-up or the cleanup or, you know, bringing the stuff home, the treasures, the loot after the battle has been won, been reclaiming what God has given us. I was going through some things the other day concerning Genesis, reading some new things and thinking some new thoughts about what God gave Adam. Sometimes we get the picture that the Garden of Eden, the world, and all the things that God created were like a paradise where he just, you know, strolled through the garden every day, smelling flowers and picking off the fruit from the tree. But it seems like there could have been some challenges for Adam. I don't know if God really made us to lay under the shade tree with our fishing pole in the proverbial creek, you know, on a summertime, just watching the fishing bobble bounce up and down in the water. I don't know if God made us to do that. Somehow in the engineer of this human frame that we have, we are made for challenge. We are made for the contest. We are made for the race. You take a race car engine, and I play around with smaller engines where it's just street stuff, not racetrack engines. But you take a high performance street engine, and if you don't open that baby up once in a while, you're going to have trouble. It's going to start clogging up its ports, and its jets are going to need to be changed. All the things that happen in especially a downdraft carburetor, the old school. If you don't open that carburetor up and clean it out once in a while by pushing that thing to the, you know, pedal to the metal, as they say. I drove a old Porsche for several years, and the man that sold it to me was just he was an old time expert in Porsches. He said, "George, you've got to get this maybe up to 6,000. Several times when you're out there, just push it up. It loves to be up around 6,000 RPMs. Well, that's car talk. But what about people talk? What about spiritual talk? Well, how's God made us? Well, looking back to Adam again, God told Adam to dominate, to rule, to cultivate. There were challenges in the earth that Adam needed to overcome, dominate, and rule, and bring under authority. there were things on the earth that needed to be shaped and changed. Now, we don't have a great detail of what they were. But obviously, if God gave a command to, you know, cultivate and dominate, there had to be something to cultivate and to dominate. You walk out into a perfect garden setting, like the old English, you know, the English gardens with all the trimmed hedges and the perfect rows of things. You wouldn't want to touch anything if, you know, nothing to dominate. But if you go into an area that needs to be fixed and redone. So Paul says in the book of Philippians, I want to give this to you on this Friday morning, in the book of Philippians, in the third chapter, 14th verse, I press toward the mark. I press toward the mark. Now that's a challenge, to press, to have energy, to get up out of the chair, to put yourself forward, to push on the door to see if it's going to open, not just knock. The scripture says, you know, we ask, we seek, we knock, and so forth. There's an energy that goes into it. So we're pressing today. We're in the stretch. Stay steady. There's things developing. We're pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. Now, this just isn't heaven. This is not something that we're working for. Well, if I can just make it to heaven, everything will be fine. And then we have the picture, the vision of, you know, the guy just getting in while the gates of heaven shut on his coattail. No. That's not the way God intended. So what do you and I need to stretch into? We stretch for the mark of the prize of the high calling. What is it? Well, I'll tell you, there's some things that go on in our spirit that needs to be pressed into. For instance, you'll have a dream, and in that dream, you feel a little nudge or a little, you know, something poking at you, tickling you, getting your attention. You need to press into that. Now, what I mean by pressing or stretching or reaching is, well, okay, Lord, give me some understanding. And then meditate upon what you picked up in your dream. Meditate upon that. Think on these things. Paul said in Philippians, book of Philippians, think on these things. So when God gets your attention by a small indicator, such as a dream, could be a thought or an idea or a desire, but okay, Lord, I'm going to stretch or I'm going to press into that revelation. So many things God gives us that we pass by that we never see the depth and the strength or the wonderful truth of that revelation. It's an interesting thing that God will give us so many thoughts and ideas, and we only press in, we only follow a few of them, if that. I encourage you today to stretch. I encourage you today to press. Now, he goes on to say, brethren, therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, as many as are spiritually mature, the Amplified says, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. I like Paul. Listen to this. He says, if you're mature, you're going to think like me. If you don't think like me, God will help you someday to think like me. That's bold. Sometimes we say humbly, well, if you don't get it now, you know, that's okay. Maybe someday you will. That's That may be one way to say it. But Paul says, hey, if you're spiritual, you'll think like me. And if you're not thinking like me, get spiritual, and God will give you the same thought. All right. Pass by that. That was my poke for the day. The Holy Spirit poked me for the day, I should say. Therefore, let us as many as are mature. All right. Verse 16, nevertheless, to the degree that we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Now, what that's saying to me is that when you get something, don't lose it. When you get a revelation, don't let it slip. When God talks to you about faith for healing, faith for finances, when God opens up the revelation of Holy Spirit lifestyle, including the ability to pray in tongues and prophesy, all the gifts, don't let that slide. Don't let that, you know, regress, become dormant. Press into that. Go into that. Do something to stretch that muscle. Well, if you've watched performers, physical performers at the Olympics or on television, or maybe yourself, I know if I'm going to go for a walk, first thing we do is stretch. Why? Because the muscle needs to be prepared to go into the challenge. And Paul says to stretch, to press, to exercise, to put yourself into this race, into this contest. He also said that bodily exercise profiteth little, but godly exercise profiteth much. So if there is a godly exercise, there must be a godly preparation and a godly stretching to get those spiritual muscles. So how do we stretch? That feels pretty good. How do we stretch into the spiritual muscles thing? I would say in our Pentecostal charismatic understanding of the purpose, one of the purposes for tongues is praying in the Spirit. I think praying in the Spirit, my experience, praying in the Spirit is one of the greatest ways to stretch my ability to receive from God, to catch it, to hear. And if I'll prepare myself to pray in the Spirit, there's things I can understand when I break the book open, when I listen, when I even speak. I open my mouth to teach, and out of my mouth, you know, as I'm teaching, comes revelation that I didn't prepare in my private time. So you and I then can stretch into a spiritual race, a spiritual contest, by pre-prayer. Pre-prayer in other tongues, pre-prayer in your native language, pre-meditation, revelation of Christ as you're meditating. Amen. For years in the church that I pastored, we had pre-prayer. Now, why did we have pre-prayer? Because before we got into the action, which was worship and ministry and, you know, moving among the people as leaders, we wanted to make sure our spirits were open and our spirits were stretched in to receive, or at least to give out. And often in those stretching times, God would say, well, you need to take care of this attitude, or don't forget to forgive old so-and-so before you go out there, because you need to let it go. That happens in prayer. That's a stretching time. These are all preparations. These are all preparations for the contest. So as we enter into this Friday, I want to encourage you all to prepare yourself for a great weekend and so forth. Now, speaking of the weekend, I've got a special guest, longtime friend, co-laborer in the gospel. We've been in many, many spiritual contests together. Reverend Chester Gross is going to be with me Sunday night at 6 p.m. live on this channel. You'll want to hear that interview. He's a pastor, a missionary, an author, a great teacher. He'll give us some insight into some areas that we'll be thrilled with. So Sunday night, 6 o'clock, live, right here on this channel. I'll look forward to seeing you then. And meanwhile, if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our journey together. Give us a thumbs up. Like us on Facebook. All those good things help. And even though we have quite a number of people signed up and liking us and so forth, the old internet seems to want to cut people off. But when you give a comment or give a like, it seems to give a little more power to the search engine. So do that. That'll help us. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for those that God has nudged to give, and that helps us have a little energy in our engine. And thank you for that. If you desire to give a financial gift, right down there in the notes is a contact point for PayPal. If not, snail mail still works, and we'll be just thrilled to hear from you until Sunday night at 6. And then, of course, all next week, we will be looking forward to joining the stretch together. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you then.